Well, good morning. It is March the 27th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to continue pressing on in our chronological reading, picking up in Joshua chapter 15, verse 20, and we're going to read to chapter 17, verse 18. So let's get in the Word today. March 27th, 2024, we're going to pick up by reading in Joshua 15 about the towns that Judah inherited. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families, the cities at the limits of the tribes of the children of Judah towards the border of Edom. In the south were Kabzeel, Adar, Jager, Kinah, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beleloth, Hazor, Hadeloth, Kerioth, Hezron, which is Hazor, Ammon, Shema, Molada, Hazar, Gada, Heshmon, Beth, Pelet, Hazer Shual, Ber Sheba, Biz Joja, Bala, Ijam, Izam, Elatan, Chezlil, Horma, Ziglag, Madomana, Sansana, Lehebo, Shilhim, Ain, and Ramon. All the cities are 20 with their villages. In the lowland, Eshteol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, En Ganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Sokoth, Ezaka, Sharaim, Edothim, Gedera and Gederthaim, 14 cities and their villages, Zenon, Hadiash, Midgolgan, Diliim, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bazkath, Eglon, Kaban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Machdia, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ither, Ashan, Jibta, Ashna, Nezib, Keliab, Ashzib, and Marasha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron, with its towns and villages. From Ekron to the sea, and all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, with its towns and villages. Gaza, with its towns and villages, as far as the Brook of Egypt, and the Great Sea, with its coastlands. And in the mountain country, Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kirjath, Sana, which is Debir, Anab, Eshtomoa, Anim, Goshen, Holon and Gilholm, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshean, Junam, Beth, Tapua, Apseka, Humta, Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zorar, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdeam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Haluha, Beth Zur, Gedar, Maroth, Beth Hanath, and Eklaon, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath Baal, with its, which is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midian, Seka, Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. The inheritance of Ephraim and the west of and west Manasseh, Joshua 16, 1-3. The lot fell to the children of Joseph from the Jordan by Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east to the wilderness that goes up from Jericho through the mountains of Bethel, then went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along to the border of the Arkites to Ataroth, and went down westward to the boundary of the Japhethites as far as the boundary of lower Beth Horon to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. The land given to Ephraim, Joshua 16, 4-10. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance, and the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus the border of their inheritance on the east side was Ataroth, Adar, as far as the upper Beth Horon, and the border went out towards the sea on the north side of Michmethathah, that then the border went around towards eastward toward Tanath Shiloh and passed by it on the east of Jahona. Then it went down to Jahona to Ataroth and Nara, reached to Jericho and came out at the Jordan. The border went from Tapua westward to the brook Kana, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim according to their families. The separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the children the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephrahites to this day and have become forced laborers. The land given to West Manasseh, Joshua 17:1-18. It was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machir, the son of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, and therefore he was given Gilead and Bashan. And there was a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families, for the children of Abiezer, children of Helek, the children of Asriel, the children of Shechem, the children of Hefer, and the children of Shemida. And these were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Maha, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the ruler, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." And therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. 10 shares fell to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, that lies eastward, east of Shechem, and the border went along south to the inhabitants of En-Tapuah. Manasseh had the land of Tapuah, but Tapuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim, and the border descended to the brook Kana, southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. And in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth Shean and its towns, Ibleam, and its towns, the inhabitants of Dor, and its towns, the inhabitants of Endor, and its towns, the inhabitants of Tanakh, and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo, and its towns, 3 hilly regions. And yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it happened, when the children of Israel grew strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?" And so Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountain of Ephraim are too confined for you." But the children of Joseph said, "The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are of Beth Shean, its towns, and those who are of the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not only have one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. And although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." Well, that was our reading today for March the 27th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness to us today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your carefully crafted plan of redemption, Lord, that we read out. Some of the details can get a little monotonous sometimes, Lord, but we thank you for them because, Lord, they show the truth of your word and the truth of history and, God, how you put everything together. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use this day, Lord, for your glory's sake. Pray for all of our meetings tonight, Lord, for prayer meeting and ladies' Bible study and Olympians Teen Club, Lord, everything taking place, Lord, that your hand of blessing would be on it all. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.